you know, I've heard it said that expressing gratitude is the mark of an educated man or woman. And I think it's always the right approach. Whether we're having a good day or a bad day, there's always something to be grateful for and always someone to whom you need to express gratitude. Always. It's the right approach. It makes life better even when there are things to complain about.
I'm looking forward to everything about Thanksgiving, literally any food that wasn't prepared in the back of a truck.
I guess to put it real simple, I always see life with a glass half full instead of half empty.
You know, sometimes I think the people that have the most to be forgiven are the ones who are the most appreciative.
It's the people in a person's life that makes a person wealthy. And I feel extremely blessed by the people that are in my life from top to bottom.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for stopping by. If you're watching, if you're listening, it doesn't matter. You are welcome. I hope you're doing well. I have something that I want to admit, and that is that holidays have never been something that I have spent very much time thinking about. Oftentimes, it is just another day for me, with the exception of family. With that being said, I have recently started thinking a lot more about the meaning and the sentiment behind the holidays that we celebrate in this country and around the world. Thanksgiving is one that has always brought me pause because, in my mind, we should be practicing the art of thankfulness regularly. And yes, I call it art for a reason. Just like how an artist uses time and practice to hone their craft, I am a believer that being continually thankful in your life, no matter the circumstances, is not an easy thing to do without practice. Practicing gratitude rewires our neural pathways, and over time, those pathways become strengthened. Now, the same goes for negative thought patterns as well, which is why it is so imperative to your future to continually strengthen those positive pathways. You know, it's so easy to think, hey, what's the harm in being pissed off today or ungrateful? After all, things aren't going my way, and I have good reason to be upset. But just remember that for every day you choose ungratefulness, you are slowly strengthening those neural pathways and weakening others. So, how important is Thanksgiving? Well, having another excuse to be grateful in life is probably not a bad thing. My only caution would be don't leave the gratitude at the door on your way out at the end of the evening. Thanksgiving should be a time to reiterate things that you are already thankful for in your life. You know, I have a few things to be grateful for in my life, and I want to share some of those things with you. You know, first of all, I'm grateful for my health. Having the ability to go out and casually hike and run 20 plus miles is completely underrated, and I'm so thankful for every moment that I'm out there in nature, in the elements, moving my body. That is something that I am very thankful for. You know, the other thing that I'm thankful for is the people in my life. Now, that includes my family, my friends, but it also includes those who are listening to this podcast right now. I am beyond grateful for all of the people I have been able to meet through this podcast over the last year, and my life is simply overflowing with motivational people who have encouraged and continue to encourage me in my life. Thank you so much to those people who are listening to the podcast. Thank you to the people who have been on the podcast. This has meant a lot to me, and I'm grateful and I'm humbled, and I really enjoy doing this, so thank you very much. So in the spirit of those words, I felt like I should reach out to some people that I really have appreciated in my life over the last year. Some of them may not answer, but let's give it a try and just see what other people are thankful for in their life today. I want to start by calling my older brother. I've really appreciated my brother Jeffrey in my life. He is a long-haul truck driver. He pulls a flatbed, and so he's out there on the road right now. I don't know where he is, but I want to go ahead and just give him a call and see how he's doing.
Hello.
What's up, brother?
Living the dream.
Living the dream. Where are you?
Stratford, Missouri.
What are the temps like there?
cold.
Cold. Yeah, it's kind of, it's getting 20. Cold everywhere. Oh, really? That low?
Yeah.
Wow. It's in it's in the high 30s here today, which is the coldest it's been up to this point. Hey, man, so I'm recording the podcast right now, and I'm calling some people to ask them what they're grateful for in their life, and the first person that I thought I would call was you. I know you're out there on the road every day, and it's not exactly the most luxurious life living in the back of a truck, but I know that you probably have things that you're grateful for in your life, and I wanted to ask you what those things were.
Well, I guess the biggest thing is that the nightmare job is finally over or coming to a close very soon. So that's a positive.
So you are no longer going to be on the road.
That is correct. It is over. I mean, I should hopefully I make it back for Thanksgiving. That's my goal right now, but it'll hopefully work out. But yeah, I mean, I guess I'm thankful that I've been out here for like three and a half years and I haven't died yet, so and there's a lot of people out here that get killed, so it's a positive.
Yeah,
made it through, survived.
Yeah. That's something to be grateful for. Are you looking forward to being back for Thanksgiving?
I'm looking forward to everything about Thanksgiving, literally any food that wasn't prepared in the back of a truck. So it's and the end of the shifts. I do a lot of 2 a.m. shifts, and yeah, it's been a week full of them, and finally it'll be over. I get my weekend, so I get to relax a little bit, take a breather.
Well, hey, I stay safe out there, and Lexi and I are going to be going up to her parents' house for Thanksgiving, so we will not see you for Thanksgiving, but I'm sure we'll see you for Christmas, and hope you have a great Thanksgiving with the family.
Right on. Sounds good, man. Take it easy.
All right. Have a good day.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. I'm going to call Mike on my phone. He may answer the phone.
Hey, Aaron.
Mike, how are you?
Well, how am I? I'm thankful, and I'm keeping on keeping on. I'm working on a piano over in Hayden.
Are you?
Two pianos in this home. Yep.
I guess the reason why I was calling, Mike, and I hope this is all right, but I'm actually recording one of my podcast episodes right now, and I'm calling different people to ask them what gratitude means to them and what they're thankful for.
Oh, that's an easy one.
I figured you would have a lot of things to be grateful for in your life.
Well, all I have to do is think of my youth and where I was, especially in junior high. You know, I was there basically to screw up the works for the school teachers and all, you know. And my dad tried to get me interested, and he put these Bible verses on the wall. I wouldn't even look at them. You know, and I thought, you know, I think about what Jesus said. He says, no, nobody comes to me except the Father draws him. And, you know, my Heavenly Father kept after me and pursued me. And I thought, why would he do that, given where I was? You know, I think the people that have the most to be forgiven are the ones who are the most appreciative. So I think everything surrounds that he pursued me and gave me purpose. You know, almost from the beginning when he became a Christian, it was like a 180-degree turnaround. You know, worldview and everything. And almost immediately, I had such a high interest in the Bible, and I had to say that he allowed me the privilege of teaching his word. So I think at the end, that's the thing I'm going to be most grateful for, is and all the things that off, you know, that come off of that because of that. But the fact that he pursued me, I'm so grateful for that, and that he gave me the privilege of sharing his word. And, you know, whether it was with you guys working in the woods or, you know, formally in a classroom or whatever it was, or a Sunday school room, whatever it was always opportunity to share the Christian way of life.
Mike, I have appreciated you in my life. I'm grateful for you. You've been there for me and my brothers, and we've really appreciated having you in our life. So we're really thankful for you this Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that gives the fulfills purpose of our life. You know, is that you can touch people, and it works both directions. You'll realize that, don't you?
It's something that I'm realizing slowly, slowly. The older I get.
Yeah, you will see the same thing about that people come into your life, that you'll have a purpose to be able to share with them, and it always works both directions. It's a great joy in my life. Very thankful. I always figure as long as you're still breathing, there's somebody to share the Lord with, something about it. There's something. Yep. So that's it.
Well,
and of course, there's the obvious things of family and children and all of that. But, you know, all of that comes under the umbrella of how the Lord works in your life. Yep.
Mike, thank you so much for answering the phone and being willing to share with us. And we appreciate you and love you and God bless. And I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron.
I love that man. I love that man a lot. Well, I think the next person that I would like to call is Kurt Lichty, who has been on the podcast, and see what he's thankful for today. So we'll give him a call. I think we're going to do a Zoom call with him, so you'll be able to see Kurt here in just a minute.
Good, sir.
How are you, Kurt?
Yeah, all is well.
Excellent. Hey, well, we've been talking on the podcast about the importance of having gratitude in your life. Practicing gratitude actually rewires your neural pathways. And so super important. And with Thanksgiving coming up, I wanted to call some people that are in my life and just ask them what they're thankful for and what gratitude means to them.
You know, I've heard it said that expressing gratitude is the mark of an educated man or woman. And I think it's always the right approach. Whether we're having a good day or a bad day, there's always something to be grateful for. And always someone to whom you need to express gratitude. Always. It's the right approach. It makes life better, even when there are things to complain about.
So I know there's a lot of things that I'm very thankful for in my life. And it's so easy to be distracted in life and not realize just how great your life is, the people in your life and the situations that you're in. And so what are you thankful for today? I truly think that Thanksgiving is just another excuse to remember what we're grateful for, but we should be grateful every day, right? Like every day should be a new Thanksgiving for us.
Well, yeah, first, I totally agree with you. It's easier to focus on the negative. I think that's more natural to us. Look at the news, you know, the stuff that's negative spreads much faster than the positive stories. So it's easier. It's a trap we can fall into. I appreciate this opportunity that you're giving me to express gratitude because it's the right way to live. First, I'm grateful for life. Life is good. Even on terrible days, it's still true that life is good. So I'm grateful for life, the opportunity to improve and grow every day. So thankful for my little angels I get to live with and be a part of and watch them grow. Grateful to have a roof over my head. Grateful for friends that I can connect with. We've never met in person, but it's fun that we can just jump on here and see each other face to face and connect. So just so much to be grateful for.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that we can meet face to face one day, but I appreciate meeting you and having you in my life and all the things that you've shared with me and the inspiration that you've given me as well as the listeners, hopefully. So thank you for that. And I would love to hear briefly about MetaFit.
Oh, you're nice. You're super nice. I am grateful to you for the opportunity to talk about it. When I was on your show, I announced it. It was the first time I announced it publicly that I was going to be building a gym called MetaFit. And I hope to open it July or August next year. Things always take longer than they take, so it may be pushed back. But MetaFit is going to be Utah's first and only nonprofit gym. It's a nonprofit 501c3, and there's no membership fees. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to cancel your membership. You don't have to pay for a month or a year. It's pay per day. It's a donation-based nonprofit gym. Really excited about getting it up and running.
Oh, that is amazing, Kurt. I love that. And I know you've been talking about this has been in the works for a while, hasn't it? So it's exciting to finally see this coming to fruition. Hey, well, thank you so much, Kurt, for being on the podcast, and have a happy Thanksgiving with your family, all right?
I think I lost you for a second, but I appreciate the kind words. Thanks so much.
Yeah, have a happy Thanksgiving with your family, all right?
All right, Aaron.
Good all right. Connect. All right, bye-bye. All right. We're going to call another person here that I do not know if he's going to pick up, but we are going to find out.
Hello, it's Michael.
Michael, it's Aaron.
Oh, hey, Aaron.
How are you?
Good.
Excellent. Hey, I don't want to bother you for too long, but I wanted to see if you would be interested in being involved with something. I'm recording a podcast right now, and I'm calling people to ask them what they're thankful for. And so just some people in my life. Would you be open to doing that?
Well, I guess I could be.
All right.
I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Well, we all should have something we can be thankful for. So yeah, what are you thankful for, Michael?
Well, I'm thankful that I am still alive after getting COVID and all. I'm thankful where I live. I love my job. I love my friends. I love climbing.
All of the above.
Yeah. No, I've got lots to be thankful for.
All of the above. That's awesome. That's great, Michael. So great to hear. What is, and maybe you don't have an answer for this right away, but what does gratitude mean to you? Maybe the importance of gratitude in your life.
I guess to put it real simple, I always see life with a glass half full instead of half empty.
Mm.
So, I mean, that has a lot to be grateful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Michael. I really hope you have a great rest of your day and a great Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you later, all right?
Okay. Thanks for calling, Aaron.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to call my good friend Paul Nelson and see what he's up to. Oops. Maybe.
Hello, Aaron.
Hello, Paul. How's your day going?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I'm in beautiful downtown Bozeman, Montana today.
Oh, my goodness. How's Bozeman has some nice weather, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. It's cloudy and 45, maybe.
All right. Well, better than here. It's pouring rain here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to bother you for too long here, but, you know, I did this last year, and I'm doing it again this year. I'm recording a podcast calling some people in my life to ask them what they're thankful for, and I know I had you on the podcast last year talking about the same thing, but, you know, there's always something to be thankful for, and so I wanted to see what you're thankful for, Paul, and what gratitude means to you today.
Oh, Aaron, you're so awesome. Thank you. Thanks for doing this podcast and for making these calls and requiring me to think about this most important subject. I'm gonna unequivocally say that the people in my life are the things that I'm most thankful for. I'm obviously thankful for family, friends. I'm thankful for coworkers. Thankful for spiritual advisors. It's the people in a person's life that makes a person wealthy. And I feel extremely blessed by the people that are in my life from top to bottom.
I love it. The people in your life is what makes you wealthy.
Yes.
It's sometimes easy to forget that, but that's at the end of the day, that's the most important part, isn't it?
It certainly is. And you're a big part of my life. Thank you. Okay. We had one special conversation this year that maybe I'll share with your audience, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
You had a challenge, and I'm not gonna mention the challenge, but you brought up the challenge to me. And I listened to your challenge just a little bit ago. This happened during this year. And I said, well, Aaron, after all, you're the guy that runs the Simply Overcoming podcast. So this is your opportunity to practice what you preach. Now go figure it out, big boy. You can do this. Do you remember that conversation?
I do briefly remember this conversation.
People in your life that are strong friends have to be willing, have to be strong enough to challenge you.
Mm. No, I've appreciated having you in my life, Paul, and the people in my life as well are very important. And thank you for challenging me, because it shows how true of a friend you are challenging me in those ways. And I appreciate being challenged.
You bet. I love you.
All right, Paul. Love you too. Have a great day.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye. You know, there's a lot of people in my life that I can be so thankful for. And as I make these phone calls, you know, I start to get a little emotional. So I really have some great people in my life. And if it wasn't for a lot of people that I have in my life, I wouldn't be who I am today. The people that I choose to spend my time with have changed me and made me who I am. So thank you to the people who continue to drive me forward. You know, recording a podcast is not easy, right? It's not easy. And it's definitely not easy to make the decision to film this thing. There's a lot of time that goes into this, you know? I mean, between editing a podcast, recording a podcast, editing it, uploading it, you know, audio alone can take 3-4 hours, and video is going to take even longer. And, you know, I have another life. The podcast is not what I do. This is my hobby. When everybody else is sitting in front of the TV watching Netflix, when everybody else is hanging out with friends, you know what I'm doing? I'm sitting in front of my computer having conversations with people and meeting new people and learning how to communicate better, be more empathetic towards people. And it's been an amazing journey. And I hope that we can continue to provide this show. And I hope that it becomes better. I want to keep having more interesting people on. I hope that some of these stories can really help somebody out there. If there's somebody out there who maybe is needing to feel like they're not alone in something that they're going through, hopefully one of these episodes can give you a little bit of hope. You're not the only one going through what you're going through in life, and you should know that other people are there too, and you can get through it. If I can get through it, if somebody else can get through it, you can get through it too. And that brings comfort. I mean, that brings comfort to me, and I hope that it brings comfort to you in your life. So yeah, so thankful for people in my life like Mike and Paul and Kurt. And who else did we call? My brother, Jeffrey. Always appreciate having Jeffrey in my life. I'm really just overflowing with appreciation for those people. This podcast has been a wonderful thing for me in my life, and all of the people that I've been able to meet, all the people I've been able to talk to through this podcast, it's been great. And I'm so glad that I've been able to share the journey with you. And for those who are listening to the podcast, you may not know, you can go and watch on YouTube now. We're actually filming the episodes. And so, you know, if somebody out there wants to look at this face during the podcast, you're welcome to do that. you know, go over to YouTube, watch one of our episodes, let us know what you think. We feel like we're producing something that's fairly high quality, and we hope that there's a few people that appreciate the video podcast as well. So, you know, follow our Instagram page. We'd love to see you over there. Send us a personal DM. I personally would really like to hear from you. And also, another thing that I'd really like to mention is I just want to hear from you. I really love talking to people. I really love hearing people's unique stories. And so, you know, if you want to share your story with me, or maybe you just want to reach out and say hello, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to call my number, it's 208-718-2276. Shoot me a text or call me. I promise I will get back to you. I just want to hear from you and hear what your life is all about and hear about some of the things that you have overcome in your life. So reach out if you have a desire to. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to the Simply Overcoming podcast. That was my little rant for the day. And happy Thanksgiving. Go out there and be thankful and spend time with family and friends or whoever you're going to spend the time with. And just always, always remember to be grateful. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.